Good thoughts from Vision's daily devotion, The Word for Today.
In Exodus 33, verse 13, we read, "If you're pleased with me, teach me your ways so that I may know you." Now, these are the words of Moses. Have a listen to more of Moses' friendly talk with God. He said, "If you're pleased with me, teach me your ways so that I may know you and continue to find favor with you." Now, Moses is in a national crisis that could end Israel's relationship with God. And what's he praying for? Not, "God, I'm in a tough spot. You have to resolve this for me." But, "Teach me your ways so that I may know you." Moses wants more than just to know God's awesome works. His heart's cry is to know God's heart and what makes it tick, the inner ways of God. To know him includes all the other things Moses could ever seek, including the solution to his problem. And God gave him what he asked. He made known his ways unto Moses, we read in Psalm 103. Here is more of that conversation from Exodus 33. "The Lord replied, 'My presence will go with you, and I'll give you rest.'" Now that 'you' in the Hebrew is singular. God promised to accompany Moses and give rest to him. Now, anybody else would have accepted gladly, but not Moses. His prayer was bigger than his own concerns. In Exodus 33:15, he said, "If your presence does not go with us, do not send us up from here." In other words, "Lord, it's not for me I'm praying, it's for us." And God answered that prayer. Are your prayers bigger than yourself and your own needs? The Bible says in John 3:16, "For God so loved the world." Do you pray for your town, nation, and the world? You've been called to, and you should. Being Friends with God, Part 2. That's Vision's Word for Today.
The Word for Today, Australia's most widely read daily devotion. Read it, share it, or subscribe. Free at vision.org.au or in the Vision app. Just another way Vision is helping you look to God daily.